32-14, USA leading by 18 points with 5:09 left in the third quarter. Mind you, it was 26-14 at halftime. 20-14 at halftime. USA strikes twice in the second half already. And that last drive and touchdown set up by an interception from Lakers. Colton Siebert ready to kick this off from his 40-yard line. Boots this one deep with the wind at his back, and it bounces at the 2-yard line into the end zone for a touchback as Hunter Sealy watched it go right by him. Lakers will start their drive at their own 20-yard line, first and 10.
Well, this is two straight kickoffs now that USA has kicked through the end zone, forcing Lakers to start at their own 20 and put 80 yards in front of them to try and score. This is kind of what we were talking about at halftime, Clark, was why give them 50 yards to score when you can give them 80 and give your defense a chance to make some plays? And so far, that has worked for them, and that has been the game plan so far in the second half.
With 6:30 left in the third, Reese scores again. Two-point conversion no good. Reese 20, Bad X 0. End of the third, Brown City 7, Harbor Beach 6, same scores at halftime. On the first play, Hunter Sealy on the handoff, brought down in the backfield for a 4-yard loss, brought down by number 85, Trenton LaPrat, defensive end, 6'2", 108-pound senior, for a loss of 3 on the play, second and 13 now for the Lakers from their own 17-yard line.
Oh, that quick hit to the right side of the line by Hunter Sealy was finally stopped by USA. They are surging right now on defense after that last interception and then led to a quick touchdown. The defense playing very well. We'll see if Wisner and company can right the ship here and get something going.
Wisner on the keeper, trying to work his way to the right side. He's brought down at the backfield for another 2-yard loss. As number 73, Garrett Adam, is fired up after that last one. And he'll get credit for that tackle for a loss. Now third and 15 for the Lakers. I hate to be the one to say it, but it seems like the wheels are starting to fall off a little bit here in the third.
Garrett Adams, 5'9", 315-pound senior tackle and guard on this team. Nice job there standing up his offensive lineman in front of him and making the tackle. Now four receivers wide to the right for Wisner.
Passes through the middle, and this one's nearly intercepted by number 75, Cole Finkbeiner. He'll get credit for a tip pass as they had number 81, Jim Stork, diving down in between the hash marks about 20 yards down the field. And King Cole Finkbeiner threw his big paw up and batted that one down to the ground.
Well, USA not fooled. They got burned on this play once early in the first half. But the Lakers thought that they could throw four receivers to the right and basically say, we are going to run a screen pass and instead use that as a decoy and hit the tight end off the left end, a quick hitter. And that time in the zone defense, number 75, Finkbeiner, stayed and held his ground, was not fooled. And when Wisner threw that pass, he knocked it to the ground and actually had a chance to pick it off.
And Keegan Valentine forced a punt, and it goes over the head of Aaron Sines, bounces at the 48, and rests at the 35-yard line of USA territory. So a beautiful front punt from Keegan Valentine.
A great punt.
Will put USA as far back as they possibly could after being Lakers being pinned at their own 15-yard line. First and 10 for USA, leading 32-14, 3:45 left in the third. And Bad Axe finally gets on the board with 6 points with 3:13 left in the third, 20-6 Reese, still leading by 14.
USA Patriots take over the ball at their own 35-yard line. Up 18 points, a chance here to really burn some clock off. Obviously, scoring a touchdown would be a nail in the coffin, so to speak. It's a little early to say that, but their main goal here is to really kill some clock.
And it's a handoff to the right side to Ezra Arnold up to the 40-yard line for a 5-yard gain. Out of the bottom of the pile is number 50 for Lakers, Nicholas Byarski. He's a junior on this defense front four. Second and 5 for USA, now at their 40-yard line, left right across your radio on the WLAW Sports Network.
Patriots going with Arnold, Gettle, and Sines in the backfield. Siebert getting a breather on the sideline. Sines takes over as the middle running back. Arnold the left side and Gettle on the right.
T formation. Foley keeps it for himself, and diving out of his tackle is Brandon Wushlager, stopping him for only a 2-yard gain out to the 42-yard line. Foley gets credit for a 2-yard gain, sets up a third down manageable about 3 yards to go. That's at the 45-yard line as the first down marker. 2:45 left in the third. Clock continues to wind down. Mind you, we did the entire first half in an hour. So far, we're about at 20 minutes. We're almost to the end of the third.
Gettle checks out. Colton Siebert checks in. Keep an eye on that. USA leads this game 32-14 with 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Siebert takes his normal spot on the right side of the wing tee. Third and four coming up.
Gonna have to get this one off quick. Play clock down to two. It's a handoff to Aaron Sines. He's out across midfield to the 40, extending his lead out to the 25, to the 15, to the 5. A touchdown, USA. Aaron Sines scores for the fourth time of the night. Breaks free for 60 yards into the end zone, right through the gut of the Laker defense, and now tacks on another 6 points. USA 38, Lakers 14, 2:08 left in the third. Two-point conversion coming up.
Aaron Sines in the middle of those wing T backers. One running back goes up the middle. The read option is there. He pulls it back, then gives it to Sines, and he gets through that defensive line. And when he's done that, the big plays have been there. The secondary has not been able to make tackles. He just burst of speed, blows right by him. And nobody knows who has the football until it's way too late as Sines gets up the field quickly and scores. Two-point conversion handoff to Colton Siebert.
And he dives into the end zone for the two-point conversion is good. It's USA 40, Lakers 14 with 2:08 left in the third quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
It's the 27th annual open house at Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Saturday, October 3rd, running all day long.
Super one-day only specials on guns, crossbows, archery equipment, and accessories.
Randy's Hunting Center will be roasting a hog. Stop by for free food and refreshments. Darton, Ten Point, and Wicked Ridge factory representatives will be on hand with the latest in archery equipment and crossbows you can demo on site.
The Rebel.
Darton's highest performance, most compact model. Complete package with bow, quiver, boats, scope, and cock and ropes. Only $769. Get a free hat and extra magazine with every Ruger pistol purchase. Ruger LCP 380 compact pistols with 14 styles to choose from, starting at $299. LC9s, starting at $339. Impossible to find Ruger AR 5.56 rifles. $599. Find many limited editions. That's the 27th annual open house this Saturday at Randy's Hunting Center.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
After another USA touchdown, their third of the second half, and Aaron Sines' fourth of the game, making it 40-14. Colton Siebert's kick goes into the end zone once again. Lakers starting out at the 20-yard line, first and 10, right to left across your radio. Trailing by 26.
Yeah, apparently they had enough of the onside kick. They're letting Siebert blow that thing right through the end zone, and Wisner's company going to start deep in their own territory again.
A little bit of a fumble on the snap. Rolls out of the pocket to his right. And it is incomplete, intended for Trent Cunningham. Second down, 10 yards to go as the USA fan base excited.
They have erupted here after that last Sines touchdown run. Wisner did bobble the snap a little bit, did a nice job picking it up, rolls out of the pocket to the right side, and delivers a strike to Trent Cunningham. It was a little low, and he dives down to make the catch, and he just can't quite bring it in. Second and 10 for Lakers.
Wisner on the keeper, across the 20-yard line, out to about the 23. Cody Finkbeiner, number 72, the defensive end, 6'2", 265-pound junior. Catches him by his shoelace and drags him down for only a 2-yard gain. 8 yards to go, third down for the Lakers. They need to get out to the 30-yard line. They stand at their 22.
Quarterback keeper right up the middle, a design run to Wisner. It looked like he had some room to run, but Finkbeiner laying on the ground, sticks his arm out and makes a nice tackle.
And the pass intended for Trent Cunningham is caught at the 30-yard line, and he gets about 2 more yards after the catch out to the 32-yard line.